Siman Shinya Zion are in the middle of Sif Aleph. And their Ma says that any kasher that you're allowed to tie, you're also allowed to untie. Does not have a problem with matter either. Any knot that you would not be allowed to tie, same way not allowed to tie, not allowed to untie. In other words, the guidelines for matter are the same as the guidelines for kosher. Whatever's the raisa for kosher, to untie that's the raisa for matter. Whatever's drabonim for kosher, whatever's drabonim matter. Whatever's mutra chila to tie it, it's mutra chila to untie it. Now the Mechaber continues and tells us cases that according to his sheet are also drabonim. That means either kesher kayama but not mais uman, or the mais uman but not kesher kayama. Examples of kesher kayama that are not mais uman is if a strap on someone's shoe got ripped and he has to retie it. A rope got snapped and a person has to retie it. The rope you attach to the lead to the bucket by a well, or the rope that's used by the rest of the behemoth tied to the mouth of a behemoth. All these things are meant to be long term. Everyone does them the kayama, but anyone can do it. It's ma'aseh hedya, it's not ma'aseh uman. It's kesher kayama, but it's ma'aseh hedya, it's not ma'aseh uman. It's going to be aser midrabanan, according to the Mechaber. Remember, there are most chayish for other shittas that go more l'chumra, in a certain sense, that if it's kesher kayama, it's always mechayiv, even if it's ma'aseh hedya, according to Rashi and the Rosh and the Ramah. Then the Mechaber has the other way, kesher nacho kayama, but if you do a ma'aseh uman, it's going to be pata aval aser. And this we said, that according to the other shittas, it will depend if it's more than 7 days, less than 7 days, or more than 24 hours, less than 24 hours. And the Mechaber tells us that it's a tzarech mitzvah. Let's say you're doing it to measure something for halachic reasons. You have to do some sort of a measurement. You want to measure a mikvah or something like that. You need to tie a rope in order to measure a mikvah. So that is mutter to tie a kesh inish kayama. Because once it's not kesh kayama, it's only isid rabbanon, whether it's kamais uman. So still, since it's only rabbanon, so b'makom mitzvah chazal, we're not gezer. And this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, even the Mechaber is allowing this, only allowing this when there's no alternative way I do it. There's no way to do my ma'aseh hedya. There's no way to do it, which is not nivach the bow. Because if there's a way to do it without getting involved in Issa Rabbanan, for sure the Mechaber would not allow us to do Issa Rabbanan. But here, we're discussing a case where there's no other way to do it. So then, Malka Mitzvah, the Tzarech Mitzvah, Chazal, now Gezer. And even this, the Mishnah Berurah brings to the Beis Meir, that which the Mechaber is making, Malka Mitzvah, is the Shittah of Rambam and the Torah. But Rashi, Tosis, and the Bar Tanura, the Mishnayis, they're machmer that even what's also as a kesher derbanan, there's no heter of malka mitzvah. You're not be allowed to do a malka mitzvah. Now we could point out that you could have be allowed to have a guy do it for you if it's only derbanan, because a shvus to shvus mutter malka mitzvah. It's mutter do amir la'akim tell a guy to something that's generally is derbanan, but malka mitzvah, because that's a double derbanan. Amir la'akim is derbanan, and what's being done is derbanan. For a yid himself to do a derbanan de a kesher malka mitzvah, you know the mechaber allows it. Mishnah Berurah is telling us that many rishonim do not allow it. Now the Ramah comes back and he tells us that one should be careful not to tie any knot that's snake sharm zal gabizet, one knot directly on top of the other. And the reason is, like we mentioned, that the Ramah is chayish l'chumra for the Mechaber Shita, that kesher uman, a professional kesher, even if it's not shokayama, even if it's for less than 24 hours, still it's us to make midrabanan, and it's us to untie midrabanan. And any tie, any knot that's a kesher amitz, which Shmur explains, that's a tight knot, conceivably, it might be considered kesher uman, because we're not sure exactly what's called a kasher uman. And therefore, if you choshish, then maybe it's going to be aser, it's aser at least midrabanan, even if it's not shkayama. Shkayama, they're going to get involved with the raisas, according to all the Rishonim. But if it's not shkayama, and it's mais uman, since according to the Rif and the Rambam and the Mechaber, it's going to be aser rabanan, the most choshish la l'chumra akadekach, to the extent that something which might be a mais uman, you're ready choshish for. However, since it's only a shal of drabanan, because it's some Rishonim over here, so therefore, Malkum Tsar, the Ramah says, you don't have to worry about it. And therefore, if someone ended up with a knot, a double knot, one knot on top of the other, and they're stuck with it, and it's a tzad, they need to get the shoe off, or whatever it is, it's mutan untied, since it's Rabban, the Malkum Tsar, like Gazer Rabbanan. The Ramah also tells us that which has to be two knots on top of each other is if you're tying two strings together. But if it's one string that you're tying to itself, you're tying one end to the other, you're tying it to itself, such a string, so even if it's only a single knot, it's also going to be tight, as if it was a double knot, and therefore, even a single knot will be usher, potentially. It might be Ma'is Uman, if you're Asr Rabbanan, even if it's not Shkayama, because the potential might be Ma'is Uman and Asr Rabbanan, according to the Rif of the Ram of the Mechaber. Usually a double knot's issue, one string itself will be even a single knot. The Mishnah Berurah also tells us that anything that you'd be allowed to untie, if there's some reason why you can't untie, you can really just snap it open so as to become knotic it. You would sort of like rip open the knot, even if it's a way that can't be done as being Matir Kasher, but it's done with her snapping it open, it'll also be okay. Everyone should not do that in front of an Amma'aretz, because they're going to misunderstand, and they're going to be makel even things that one should not be makel on. And this is something that's going to come up, Be'ezah Hashem, later on in this siman.